Today's daf is Shavuos Chaf Zayin, and we'll pick it up with the Mishnah on the very top line. This Mishnah is going to be talking about what's the deal when a person takes a Shavua about mitzvos. So we start off, and there's a little bit of a different gear, so we'll read it like Rashi's version. Nishba levatel es mitzvah velo bitel potter. So if a person took a Shavua, they're going to not do a mitzvah, and they didn't do that. So he doesn't hold back from doing the mitzvah, he's potter. However, the opposite, lekayim, if he takes a Shavua to perform a mitzvah, velo kiyam, potter. He's also potter for that. Shahaya bedin shehe chayev. Really, technically speaking, he should be chayev for that. Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda's and Seira's. So Rashi says, Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, garsinan, velogosinan, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Vahachi kamar, says how you read the Mishnah. Nishba lekayim velokiyim potter. If you took a shavuot to do a mitzvah and you didn't, you're potter. She'ilu ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Haya bedin lechayvo, because according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Yutaka should have been chayv in this case. So Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Mishnah tells you, what does he say? It's a kavachomer. Ma im harishus she'ena mushba olav mehar sinai harehu chayv olav. Right, if it's an optional thing where you don't have to take, you don't have a pre-existing shua from Har Sinai that you had to do it, but you'd be chayv for breaking it. So mitzvah shu mushba law mehar Sinai, aleha mehar Sinai. If you had a mitzvah that you were chayv to keep already from Har Sinai, and you didn't do that, ain't it in she chayv aleha? So kal v'chomer, you should certainly be chayv for breaking that. So amalos reborn said back, nope, it's not true. Im amar b'shavuos harishus, if you're going to tell me the svara by an optional item which you took a shua on, shkin also bo lav kehain. Because it's something that was a lav, right? You made it like a positive thing. So then, toimer b'shavuos mitzvah shahu also bo lav kehain. For a mitzvah that you have to do, the Torah doesn't make it a lav like a positive. She'im nishba levatel lo bitel, because if you did take a shavua not do it and you didn't do it, you're potter. So you see, that's not an equivalent equation. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Shavuos in Parakei. The Rambam says, first of all, Shavuos lo ochel kikar zu shavuos shachlen. Okay, that's going to be coming up. Hashnia shavuos shav shahari ze asura alav lo ochlo lekli al shavuos shnia zu bein ochlo bein shlo ochlo. Here it is. Ve'im ochlo lokimin af mishum shavuos bitui ve'chein kol hanishba levatel es mitzvah. Anybody takes a shua to be mevatel a mitzvah v'lo bitul, you're potter mishuas bitui, right? V'lo k'mishum shua shav, you get a shua, you get malchus for that. V'ose mitzvah hamitzvah shenishba levatel, and you do the mitzvah that you took a shua not to do. Two halachas later in Tes Zayin says the Rambam, nishba lekayim es mitzvah, you took a shua to do a mitzvah v'lo kiyim, and you didn't do it, you're potter mishum shuas bitui. So you're potter from that. Kate said, what's an example? Kagon shenishba, sheyase, lulav, o suka, o sheitain tzedaka, laani, o sheyeidli, lo, im yoda, lo edus, vlo osa, vlo noson, vlo aid, right? Okay, so you didn't do any of these things. Hareze potter, mishum, shavuos bitui. You're potter for shavuos bitui on this. Sheein shavuos bitui, chala, ella, al divre, harishus. Because these are mitzvahs. So you can't take a shavuos these types of things. The shavuos bitui, it's only shaykh to talk about optional areas. If I have a choice whether I'm going to want to do it or not. But you can't speak that way about the mitzvahs. We have a pre-existing shavuos from Har Sinai. Sheim rota osa, viim lo rota, eina osa. If you want, I'll do it. If I don't, I won't. Shenemar lahara oleiti. That's the drosha for today. Lefikach kol hanishba lahara la'achirim potter mishavuos bitui. If a person takes a shua to harm somebody else, you're potter for this. Kigon shenishba sheyake es ploni. We're going to see this. O yekalenu. You're going to curse somebody. O yigzol miman. You're going to steal from him. O yimasrenu biyad onus. You're going to give him over. You mean mosim mipnei shu mitzvah shelo lasli. You have mitzvah not to do these things. V'yir elis is the Rambam shehu loke mishum shavuos shav. But he thinks you would get malchus for shavuos shav on this. So the Gemara picks up and says like this: Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Yochol the havamina is nishba levatel es hamitzvah v'lobito yehechayiv. So I would have to bring a korban olav yoid for that. So Tan Malomer to correct that mistaken assumption. The pasuk says lahara olahetiv, to do evil or to do good. Ma hatov v'rishus. So just like the tov here is something that's optional, af hara reshus. So too, the evil also is a reshus optional. So otzi nishba levatel es a mitzvah v'lobitel shehu potter. So that excludes the case where you took a shavua to not to do a mitzvah and you didn't do it. You're potter in that case from bringing the korban because that's not called the hara lehetiv. So yochol Bryson continues says, I think nishba lekayim. Es a mitzvah v'lo kiyem sheichayev. If I took a shavua to do the mitzvah and I didn't, I'd be chayev. Tam alomer lahara lehetiv. No, the pasuk excludes also mahara reshus. Just like the ra has to be reshus, af hatov reshus. The tov that you said you're going to do also is reshus. Otzi nishba lekayim es a mitzvah v'lo kiyem. That excludes the case of when you took a shavua, I'm going to do a mitzvah, and you didn't do it. Right? Shu potter again. You don't bring the korban in this case. Yochol nishba lahara laatzmo v'lo heira. Yochel Yehei Potter. So if I took a Shavua to harm myself, there's a whole sugi in Bava Kama on Dafa Tzadi Aleph, Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim about if there's an istmi chovelas atzmo. Can I punch myself? Can I wound myself? The postgame discussed this, interestingly enough, the postgame discussed this in an area where the it comes up is optional cosmetic surgery. Not talking about whether a person broke their nose and it healed crooked or something like that, but a person just stomachs says, I don't like my nose. I want to get plastic surgery. I want to change cosmetic surgery just to change the way I look. So that's one of this Gemara is one of the, and over there, meaning in Bava Kama, is one of the major makaras that the post can discuss in this. So again, we're discussing now the case where a person takes a shavua to harm himself. So yochie potter, I would think you potter, satam lo melahara o lehetiv. Ma hatov reshus, just like the tov is reshus, afara reshus. So avi nishba lera laatzmo velohera, shaharishus biyodo. So I include in this the case where Turton took a shavua to harm himself and doesn't, since he has a reshus to whether he wants to do this or not. So yochol nishba lahara lacherim v'lo hayra sheichayev. I would think if I took a shavua to hurt somebody else and I didn't do that, then I'd be chayev because I didn't keep my shavua. Tam alomer, no lahara lahetiv ma hatov reshus. Just like the tov is reshus, af lahara reshus. Oti nishba lahara lacherim v'lo hayra. Now when you took a shavua to hurt somebody, that and you're not doing that, she'en reshus biyado. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to hurt anybody. Minai in l'rabos hatov lacherim. But what about? How do I know that it's included as also a shavua to do good for other people? So Talmud Lomer O Lehetiv to do good. Ve'ezehu ra l'acher haras l'acher. What's a bad thing that you would do to somebody else? So that's what the Bible says. Ake es ploni. I'm going to hit this guy. I'm going to crack his head. So that's an example of where it would be something. The Ram brings this down in the next halacha, Yud Zayin, Gezol and Perek Hev Shavuos. Nishba lahara la'atzmo, kigon shenishba sheyachbo ba'atzmo, afa pi she'enu reshoye shavuot chala alav, the shavuos chal, ve'im lo hara la'atzmo chayim v'shum shavuos bitoy, you're chayim for shavuos bitoy. Nishba lahetiv v'acher, you take a shavuot, do good for other people, hatov shebiyada la'asoyz, so if it's something that you were able to do, kigon shedaber lav le shilton, right? You put a good word for him with the government. Oh, yechabdenu. So shavuah chal alav. So the shavuah chal. Ve'im avar v'lo osa chay mishum shavuah bitui. If you don't keep this shavuah, then you're chayev. Says the Rambam for shavuah bitui. You're chayev again korban olav yorin. So the Morgan now continues and says like this. Umimai decroy bedover harshus ksivi. How do you know that this pasuk's talking about something that's a rashus? Dilma bedover mitzvah ksivi? Maybe really it's talking about mitzvah. Slo salkadaitach. No, don't say like that. Debeinan hatova dumya de hara, the hara dumya de hatova. Because we need the two to be similar. That the tov has to be good, similar to the ra, and the ra has to be similar to the tov. The akish hara la tova. Because we make a hekish. Ma hatova ene bebito mitzvah. Just like the hatova, the good thing is talking about not holding back from doing a mitzvah. Af hara ene bebito mitzvah. So the ra also can't be talking about being your mevatel a mitzvah. But it must be actually, doing something, right? Like, I'm not going to eat chametz on Pesach or something like that. Hara gufa hatovehi. So the ra itself is the doing good, meaning it's always talking about taking shavuos to keep the mitzvos. And similarly, and so too we make a hekesh the tov to the good. Mahara, I'm sorry, backwards. Yeah, from the ra, mahara eino bekiyum mitzvah. Just like the ra here would be when you're not keeping the mitzvah. Af hatova eino bekiyum mitzvah. So too the good is not talking about doing the mitzvah. Hatova gufo harahi. So then in that case, where you're doing something good, is bad even when it's not involving necessarily keeping a mitzvah. See ihochi. If that's true, says the Gemara, that doing good things and doing bad things are compared in the same way, you're not going to find it even by a Dovah Rashus, because you're always going to have that same type of inherent contradiction. So the Gemara says differently. It's like this. The fact that you can tell that the Pasuk is not talking about mitzvahs, and that the Pasuk is talking about a Rashus, from the fact that it had the word O, L'rabos hatava acher, must be talking about doing good for others. So shma min ma b'dover ha-reshus k'sivi. So you see from here that it's talking about a reshus. Why? So Gemara speaks it out. The isal k'daitach b'dover mitzvah k'sivi. Because if you're going to tell me that the pasuk was really referring to a mitzvah, right? In the pasuk lahara o lehetiv is talking about mitzvahs. Hashta haras acherim israbe hatova acherim miboyle. So if you already had the case of doing bad for others, so you have to do good for others. It's also necessary to mention that. No, hi o miboyle lechalek. Maybe the o is needed for a chilek to show that you're chayav for either type of shavua. If the pasuk would have said, to do good and bad, you might have thought that you're chayiv for only when you do both, but each one by itself would not be chal. So therefore, the Gemara says lechalek lo tzrich kro. So the pasuk no is not needed. You don't need to make a chilek between the two, because it's clear that either type of shavua by itself, for good or for bad, is necessarily included. Han Yichel Reb Yochanan. That works very well to Reb Yonasan. When we have, because the whole machlokas now about when you have the word O or Vav, does it connect? Does it mean both? El Reb Yoshia, my Ikle Meimer. What's going to be with Reb Yoshia? So Gemara continues and quotes Braisa, Netanya, Ish Asher Yikalo Es Aviv V'Es Imo. So it mentions both. Torah prohibition, Dilrais of cursing a father and a mother. So Eli El Aviv V'Imo. All I know is that you did both. The person, Chas v'Shalom, cursed both his father and his mother. However, Aviv velo imo, just his father, not his mother. Imo velo Aviv minayin. How do you know you'd be chayv in a case where you cursed only one of the parent and not both? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, Aviv v'imo kilel. So that's that vav that connects them. Aviv kilel, imo kilel, divrei Rebbe Yoshiyahu. So according to Rebbe Yoshiyahu, that it comes out that if it was either one by itself, you would still be chayev. Rabbi Yonah's son Omer mash meshnehem keechod umash meechod bifnei atzmo. No, you look at each one by itself, and it's mashma both ways, both of them together, and it's mashma also you did each one by itself. On the days ad shiifrot lecho hakosav yachtav, until the pasuk tells you beferish and specifies one by itself. So therefore, by doing it either one, you could either do both parents, you're chayev, or if you did each parent by themselves, you would also be chayev. So it says afilu teima. One second, you can still say it's going like a reshus. Afilu teima Rebbe Yoshia v'sava leik Rebbe Akiva d'darish ribuye umiute ve'iyater le o lechalik. He calls like Rebbe Akiva, who darshins with a ribuye and a miute, and this word o is to make a chilik between ra and tov. Okay. That would work, again, speaking out according to Rabbi Yoshia, that it's working with, that's talking about ribui and a miyat. Memait dover mitzvah. It's going to be memait the mitzvah. El I amra bedover mitzvah ksiv. But if you can tell me it's not talking about a reshus, it's talking about a mitzvah, mimaka memait. So what's it coming to hold back? What's it going to, restrict? What's it limiting? It's not. So therefore, that's why it doesn't make sense. The Mishnah said, going back to that machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, about was it a good kal v'chomer in the Mishnah when a person took a shavua regarding a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, ma im harishus. Just like if you take a shuva for reshuos, you'd be chayv something for a kavchomer. V'rabbanan shapir ka'amri le l'rebi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rebbe, the Rabbanan had a very good answer back then, because if you would flip it or not. In other words, Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira was saying like this. If you took a shavua for something that's optional, again, you're not mechuyev from Har Sinai to keep this, so you're chayv for that, right? So it certainly says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if you took a shavua for a mitzvah, which you have to take, you had a shavua already from Har Sinai, it's a kal v'chomer, you'd be chayv for that. The one says, why? No. If you took a shavua about a mitzvah, if you could invert it and flip it from being something positive to a negative, right? It turned to a shavua that I'm not going to take it. It's not going to take an effect. So therefore, it's not a good kal v'chomer. So our answer is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amalach. He could answer back to you like this. Atu hatova sacherim. In a case where you take a shavua to do good things for others, la vafagav de leisa bechlal haras sacherim v'rabi rachmona, even though it doesn't include the possibility of being flipped over and you'd be chayav for a shavua about harming somebody, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merabe, it's a ribui in the Torah, so hochanami, so here too in our case, b'ki mitzvah, you're taking a shavua to do a mitzvah, afagav delays the bitul mitzvah, rabbi rachmona, even though when you flip it, it's impossible to change it, right, to the negative, but nevertheless, it's in the Torah, so it's included. Right? And that's the reboy. So Rabbanan, what would they answer back to this taina of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? No, they'd answer like this. Hosam Isa below Ativ. Over there, it's shaykh to talk about doing a... you could flip it when you say I'm going to do good. You could flip it and say, below Ativ, I'm not going to do good. Hocha mi Isa below Akayim. Here though, when you're taking a shavua, when you're taking a shavua to yes to a mitzvah, it's not shaykh to talk about being a valid shua, I'm not going to do the mitzvah. I'm not going to be mekayim it. You don't have that choice. You're mushmav only your harsinai. Therefore, you don't have that eitzah. Therefore, that's how the Rabbanan would answer back to the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Okay, next mishnah. This is going to discuss what's the deal, what's the halacha if a person would take two shavuos, two os on the same loaf of bread. Says the halacha mishnah. Shavua shlo ocha, ocha kikar zu, shavua shlo ochlena, shavua shlo ochlena. For ochla, enechayv ela achas. So, he took a shavua, he's not going to eat it, right? And he says again, shavua shlo ochlena, not going to have it, just a third time. And then he eats it, he's only chayv one time, all right? Zuhi shavuos bitui shechayv mal zdonok makos v'ashigosa korban olav yoid. This is the shavua that we're talking about. That if you did it b'mezid yechayv makos, you did a shogeg, then yechayv the korban olav yoid. Shavua shav for a shavua that you took in vain, chayv in al zdonok makos. If you did it on purpose, yechayv makos on that, and v'ashigosa potter, but you'll be potter for that in the case. Says the Gemara, Lamli the Misne Shavua Shlo Ochal, Shavua Shlo Ochlena. The Gemara asks, why do you have the Mishnah tell me both types of things? At first glance, it's very similar. Can you just look at the Mishnah again? Shavua Shlo Ochal, right? And then he says, Shavua Shlo Ochlena. What's the difference? Saha Kamash Malan. So the Chiddush is to teach me the following. Taime de Omer Shlo Ochal. The reason is because first he said, I'm not going to eat. Shlo Ochal. Vaha de Omer Shlo Ochleno. Then he says, I'm not going to eat it. Delo mechayev elechada. That in that case, he's only chayev one time. Aval, but if he would have reversed the order and changed it and put the second statement first, aval omer shlo ochleno, vehoda omer shlo ochal, mechayev tarte. In that case, you would be chayev two times. So why? The Gemara explains. Kidderava. How do you know? Domarava. Shavua shlo ochal kikarzo. If a person says, a shavua, I'm not going to eat from this loaf of bread. Once he eats a kezayis from that bread, he says, I'm not going to eat it, which implies anything I'm not going to eat. So kezayis of that, already you're chayiv for that. Shlo ochleno, when you say a different lashon, that I'm not going to eat it, in that case, ein chayiv ad shiochol es kula. That means the whole thing. That means the whole thing, right? And the words, I'm not going to eat it, shows that only meant the whole loaf. So in the first Shavuos, I'm not going to eat it. In the second Shavuos, I'm not going to eat this loaf. So then the second Shavuos chal as well. It's a new prohibition that's on each and every single kezias. So therefore, that's the chiddush of why I had to teach both lashonos. The Mishnah said, Shavua shlo ochleno v'ochlo ein echayv ele achas. Hi, sulamali. So what did the Mishnah have to tell me this third one? I'm not going to eat it. So hakamash malan. So the chiddush is over here, and tell me the case like this. Chiyuva hu deleika. Yeah, there's no chiyuv on this for it's redundant, all right? Ha shavua ika, but there is a shavua, right? No, that last one is completely not discounted. So who cares if it's not knocked off? De'i mashkachas ravcha chayla. Because if you would find a place to, literally means that you find a room for it, but you could wait to apply it, that additional one, then it would be chal. It would go into effect. L'may hilchasa, so where could that ever come up? L'chid Rav, like Rav says. Da'am Rav, she'im nishal al harishona, also lo shnia takta. So if you went to a Talmud Chacham and you did she'ela on it, then the second one, which is like being hung in abeyance right now, it didn't disappear. It's still there. So then, if you in fact did she'ela on the first one, the second one's going to kick in. Lema Messiahle, you have a raya for this. Mi shenada shtei naziros. If a person took two oaths of naziros, umana rishona v'hifrish aleh korban, and then he counted his first one, he's finished up, and they put aside his mafresh a korban for it. V'achakach nishal al harishona. And then he did she'ela on his naziras, so now it's gone, that first one. In that case, also lo shenia b'rishona. So in this case, now the second one goes back and takes the place of the first one, right? So he doesn't have to be a nazir anymore. So what do you see from here? You see that the second neder of naziras goes into effect limafreya once the first one was taken away. So that would be in our case as well. You had these two shavuos, and if for some reason the first shavua would be gone, now we could put in the second one. That one wasn't just totally dissolved and flew away. It's right there. It's like on deck, and it steps up and it takes place as well. So it says 1 second. Hachi hashta. What kind of comparison is that? Hossam over there, in the case of the Naziris, is Naziris miho iso, right? You're a Nazir. Dechi mani l'rishona boy l'mehader mimna l'shnia b'losheila. Because once you would have kept the first one, you would have to do the second one as well. However, hocha, in our case, shavua shenia mi'isa klal, right? If you didn't uproot the first one, would the second one ever kicked in? No. There's no comparison. The nazir case is going to happen anyway. So it's fine. You got rid of the first one. Now the second one comes here. But here, if you didn't get rid of the first one, so then the second one has no chalos whatsoever. So therefore, you cannot bring a raya from this brisa to support Rava. Okay. You know, actually, the next sugya continues onto Chavches, so we'll stop here for today.